Blue Juice on Triple J on my own. You're not on your own because you're listening to Triple J Breakfast with Tom and Alex at 10 past 8.
I hope you're having a really great morning. It's time to say good morning to a great friend of the show, been on a couple of times now from the UK, touring around the place, hit Perth over the weekend, Melbourne as well. And it's time to say good morning to Florence Welch. Hey, Florence.
Hey.
On the streets of Melbourne at the moment after a couple of shows over the weekend. How's it all going, your time in Australia, Florence?
It's going well, yeah, it is going well, apart from one slight mishap on the first show that involved a lot of blood.
Oh, what happened?
You weren't sacrificing animals again, were you, Florence?
Yeah, just the odd human sacrifice here and there. It just gives the show that extra kick.
The reviews have been amazing, I must say. People say when that goat goes up, it's something to behold. Now, what happened? You hurt yourself.
Well, it's a strange sort of like alchemy. I never hurt myself on stage, and then I went off for the encore, and I was just like mooching around. I was really enjoying the show, so I was feeling it quite like happy and relaxed. And then, just all of a sudden, I just felt like something happened to my foot. You know when you're kind of like in shock, and I looked down, and there was just blood everywhere, and I just walked into a nail that was sticking out of the floor, and it's like it was just a big flap of like foot. Ooh. That just like it's like a little trap door in the
floor.
Oh,
is this really on your foot?
At first my tour manager ran over. She thought I'd lost a toe because there was so much blood and no one could see what was going on.
Well, I think last time I saw you, you were wearing bare feet on stage. Is this what was happening?
Yeah.
Here?
Well, no, I don't get. I'm nothing bad. Like nothing's happened to me on stage. It was just.
Yeah. Oh goodness me! So did you make it back on for the encore?
I did. I got carried on stage by my guitarist Rob and carried off, and I did some quite a weird rendition of No Light, No Light that involved like bouncing around on one foot.
Oh goodness.
And then the whole bandage was like covered in blood. It was bright red in the bottom of my foot. But I'm like quite a weird tomboy. I kind of love all that stuff, like, you know, like cuts and bruises and like bandages and stuff. It's like I think I'm just like a sort of a tomboy.
A maniac. That's what you are. You're Hannibal Lecter.
Yeah, I mean, no, not just like find it all quite fascinating. I've been kind of like, you know, like when you were like a little kid and your sort of knee graces, it's almost like trophies of playtime.
Yeah, very good. Well, we might be able to see your scar because you're actually going to drop by the Triple J studios next week, and when we have a chat to you, you can see the little trap door. Hopefully it's sealed up by the time.
You want to see it, don't you?
Yeah, I want to see it.
I think I'm just as fascinated as you, Florence.
We want to operate. That'd be awesome.
I got some eucalyptus oil. We'll be able to fix it right up. But we better check in as well with your mother. You mentioned last time you were with us that you're still living with her. How's she going?
She's good. Yeah, she's good. My mum's kind of like, if I don't phone her, she assumes there's nothing up. If I do phone her, she knows there's a problem. So she just kind of leaves me be.
Oh, have you told
her about... She's a very busy lady.
Have you told her about the injury?
No, I haven't told her about the injury. I'm sure she knows about it somewhere through the mum grapevine.
Oh, probably from Triple J Breakfast.
Yeah,
she's probably streaming it online.
She's
it's about night time there.
Yeah, it's really annoying. On Triple J, we've got Florence Welch from Florence and the Machine on the line at the moment.
No light, no light. From Florence's mum.
Move on. In the country at the moment, playing these massive shows. She's going to be in the studio next week with whatever, chat to her. Catch up, find out how everything's going. Thank God we called because it's all going tits up, it seems, with blood everywhere. But look, let's take a tune. This is a new tune that you've just recently recorded. Maybe people listening to the show haven't heard this as yet. This is a track called Breath of Life. It's on the soundtrack for a new movie. Tell us about this, Florence.
Well, this one was actually recorded for the Snow White and the Huntsman soundtrack, and they approached us to ask, well, they kind of showed us a preview of the film and asked us to write a song for the end credits, and so I was really fascinated by the Queen character, and I don't know how this, like, I guess I wasn't really thinking about it too consciously when I started writing the song, but then it did become apparent that I was kind of writing it from the perspective of the Queen rather than from Snow White.
Oh.
Always going for the evil angle.
Has she got magical powers and stuff?
She does. She does have magical powers, and she eats like birds' hearts and stuff. She's really evil.
Oh, talking about birds' hearts and
blood. This has been a gross interview so far. All right.
Yeah, she's amazing. Her costumes are amazing as well, and she's got like this weird like hand claw jewelry. It's really really beautiful and kind of terrifying.
Charlize Theron, yeah.
Yeah, she's really good in it.
Nice. All right, cool. Well, let's have a listen to this. Maybe you haven't heard this yet. This is new music from Florence and the Machine. Breath of Life is what it's called. We'll chat more to Florence after this. You're on Triple J. Good morning.
There we go, Breath of Life by Florence and the Machine, off the soundtrack for Snow White and the Huntsman. Florence actually joins us at the moment from Melbourne. She's in the country for a couple of shows. Actually going to be on the show next week to do a bit of a tour wrap-up, Florence.
You've been performing all over the place. How was Dancing with the Stars? Tell us about Mel B's nipples. What happened there? Apparently they were exposed. Did you see what happened? Was it a thing?
I didn't actually see her. I think she watched the performance, but I didn't. Unfortunately, I didn't get to meet her. But yeah, it was good. It was good. I managed to wear high heels, even though my foot was bandaged. Stood pretty still. But yeah, if they'd asked me to dance, I'm not sure how easy that would have been. But I was allowed to just stand still and sing.
Bleeding with the Stars.
Yeah.
Very nice. Mel B, one of the biggest acts from Britain, part of one of the biggest groups, Spice Girls, as we know. Heaven forbid, should Florence the Machine finish up at one time, would you consider coming out to Australia and being a host on one of our talent shows? We've got plenty.
Oh, maybe. I'm so scatty, though. I'd be the most bizarre host in the whole world. It'd be like, and now, oh, look over there, something shiny.
It's all right, we've got Seal.
Yeah.
You can replace him.
I don't even know what he's saying. He makes no sense at all. I think you're doing
talking
a great job.
Talking to the audience and then at the same time talking to myself.
Yeah, it'll work.
Some other people you've been hanging out with, Nicki Minaj backup dancers. Did you meet those guys?
Yeah, they were amazing. The Nicki Minaj show was incredible. It was like going to like the best club in the whole world, and Nicki Minaj is also performing.
That's handy. Oh, nice. And recently, we know you're very excited because recently you got to meet Justin Timberlake in New York, and that was a big deal.
Oh yeah, we did. We did. Well, when me and Izzy started making music, years ago, as a teenager, me and all my friends had been really obsessed with Justin Timberlake, and me and Izzy were kind of like, oh, you know, if we make music, we've got to make it with the one goal of meeting Justin Timberlake and getting him into the studio with us. So now we've met him. But I'm too shy to ask him to the studio. It didn't seem appropriate at the time.
Oh, maybe next time. Well, if you are a true fan, though, you'll know what comes next. It feels like something's heating up. Can I live with you? Then?
I don't know what I'm thinking about. Trying to really leave him with... That was it. Really leaving with you.
There you go. That is true. We can verify Florence a real JT fan.
That's a cover there. That's like a version. You just did like a version. Well done. That was great.
Release that.
What did you talk to him about then if you didn't invite him to your studio?
I just got really shy and sort of mumbled hello, and then he said he was a fan, which was nice.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, very nice of Justin. Well, Florence, thank you so much for having a chat to us. We will see you next week, and we would also like to for you to help us out because we've been looking at interviews recently, and you just said today off air that you're going along to a gallery. You like art very much.
Yes, but today we're going to see the ancient wonders of Mesopotamia because kind of like ancient cultures is another one of my sort of obsessions.
All right. Indeed. Well, I've seen a video of you sort of like, you know, looking at art, trying to interpret it, talk about the history of it, the symbolism involved in a lot of art going around there. So what we thought was when you drop by the studio...
And given every time you've seen us, we have done something crazy. Last time was magic with bunting.
That's great.
Well, we hang on to that. We tested your lung capacity as well. Zany Breakfast Radio. Great stuff. What we thought we'd do was, if you would mind making some art for us, making us a Welsh original, when you drop by the studio, we'll give you all the materials you need, and over the course of the interview, you can make a proper big piece of art.
And we'll try and interpret it.
And we'll try and interpret it, and like, yeah, and we can give it away.
Oh, I'd love to do that. That sounds like fun.
Bit of arts and crafts in the morning. It's going to be awesome.
Beautiful. Well, that's next week on Triple J Breakfast. Florence Wells is going to drop by. But thank you so much for having a chat to us. Best of luck with the shows in the meantime. We'll see how we go. And stay out of trouble, please.
I will.
Steel cap.
Have a nice day.
Thanks, folks. You too. Cheers.
Bye. Bye, guys.
Bye.
See you later.
Bye.